This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A bill to ban flavored tobacco and nicotine products is moving through the state Senate. Republican Senator Kevin Priola says Colorado pays nearly $2 billion a year in healthcare costs for issues related to smoking.
$2 billion. That translates to Colorado households paying almost $700 each year in taxes relating to smoking-caused government costs.
Opponents say local businesses selling the products provide about 2,400 jobs, generating more than $126 million in wages and $85 million in state and federal taxes. The panel approved the bill 4-1. To pass, it still needs approval from the full Senate before the session ends Wednesday. The governor opposes the bill and says flavor bans should be dealt with at the local level. The Colorado Avalanche are moving on to the second round of the NHL playoffs after beating the Nashville Predators last night 5-3. It only took the Avs 4 games to sweep the series, despite losing their starting goalie to an injury. They'll face either the Minnesota Wild or the St. Louis Blues starting next week. That series is currently tied at 2 games apiece. 17 Colorado arts organizations are getting nearly $500,000 in grants to pay for everything from general operating costs to capital improvements. The list of groups getting money from the Bonfils Stanton Foundation includes the Colorado Photographic Arts Center, a mural project to preserve Chicano murals, and a Veterans of Foreign Wars post, which is getting $60,000 to fix up a community center in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for sticking around with us today. It is Tuesday, 1:06 this hour. It's more here and now.